what does it mean to be at a disco party? BB's disco. BB's disco party. What does it mean to be at a disco party? BB's disco party. What does it mean to be? What does it mean to be?
Listening to BB's Disco Party. I am BB. This is my party. Broadcasting from the traditional unceded territory of the Musqueam people at the Vancouver campus of the University of British Columbia on CITR 101.9 FM. So I've got a real packed show for you today. Discorder's summer issue will hit streets Thursday, July 5th, which means that technically the current issue of Discorder is still the June issue, though in truth, we've covered the June issue pretty well over the last few weeks, so I'm going to kick off the show playing some Jock Tears and PPPD, which were two bands that I saw over the weekend at Thor's Palace. If you haven't been to Thor's Palace, you should go. And if you plan on going, you should maybe go early because it fills up fast. So Jock Tears, you're of course familiar with, I'm sure, local band fronted by Lauren Ray. And then PPPD is split between Victoria and Montreal, so they're a little harder to see. If you're getting a little bit of FOMO, like, that's totally okay. We're about to listen to some. So Bored to Core also played that night, and I think it was actually their album release party. Bravo, Bored to Core, but I've already played them a lot, so we're going to start off with Jock Tears, followed by PPPD on BB's Disco Party.
Thank you. TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities.
They are doing this by developing gender-affirming, client-centered models of service,
ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available,
and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support.
Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for the trans members of our community.
Discordianism is a religion and subsequent philosophy.
The Discordian faith seem to be much more forgiving of the normals.
Yeah, the goddess of chaos, or archetypes, or
ideas. It's got a really heavy interest in Discordianism.
Founded after the 1963 publication of its holy book, The Principia Discordia.
Discorder magazine has been Vancouver's longest-running, free, badass, independent magazine, 35 years strong. On Saturday, July 21st, celebrate 401 issues of Discorder magazine with an all-ages party at Red Gate. There will be performances by BB, Francesca Belcourt, Morning Coo, and The New Rituals, guest hosted by Duncan's Donuts, and featuring a photo booth, giant twister, and more. Tickets are a suggested donation of $10 and doors open at 8. For more information, visit citr.ca or find the event on Facebook.
Hello, you are still listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you. This is still BB's Disco Party. I am BB. This is my Disco Party. Before that nice little promo block, we heard PPPD with the songs What Do You Love and What Is Time? And then before that was Jock Tears with a cover of Don't Talk to Me. They performed at Thora's Palace over the weekend, and it was excellent. Well done, all of you, and Board Decor as well. You were amazing, as always. So, reminder to listeners, if you want to contact me during the show, I still don't know how to use the phone, so you can reach out over Twitter, social media. It's so much fun. I am at Discorder Meg for the hour. So, shoot me a tweet. Say hi or something, or give me something to shout out on air, because I'm available to do that, too. All right, so we're talking about the June issue of Discorder still, and in the June issue, Freak Heatwaves' newest album, Beyond XXXL, was reviewed by Judah Schult, and he had this to say about it. In this postmodern life, so much is derivative. Just like the globe itself, there is little to no territory in the world of music that the map of genres or subgenres can't identify. But with their latest LP, the Victoria-born, Montreal-residing Freak Heatwaves stake their flag in a no-man's land of sound, weaving a rich mixture of synthetic and analog percussion, dial-tone synth work, droning bass riffs, and twisted guitar. Beyond XXXL takes the post-punk identity that the band built with their two previous LPs and warps it until it is altogether a new thing. Let's see if you agree. This is Freak Heat Waves with the song Moved You Right.
Yeah.
was Freak Heat Waves, three songs by Freak Heat Waves, just because I love them that much. That was Moved You Right, Pushing Beyond, and Sell a Line off of their album Beyond XXXL, which was reviewed in the June issue of Discorder on page 18 by Judah Schultz. Thank you so much. It was a great review. It's a great album. I'm happy to play it on air, and I hope to play much more Freaky Waves in the future. All right, let's talk about Red Truck Brewing, Red Truck Beer, the Vancouver-based brewery. So last week's episode was a repeat of the previous week's episode, where I laid out everything that was bad about Red Truck Beer. To briefly recap, their Truck Stop concert series was pretty disgraceful this year, I would say. It was a largely white boy festival, and somehow the Georgia Strait actually gave them a cover feature, and Red Truck posted about it on Instagram. Then musician Jody Glennum pointed out the lack of diversity on the lineup on comments on the Instagram post, and other comments began to multiply. And then in a very stupid PR move, Red Truck deleted all of the comments. So Discorder, we took that as our cue to hop into the discussion. And then the comments started to multiply again as people realized that their previous thoughts had been deleted. Red Truck had posted a statement, which I think I read last week, something along the lines of like, ooh, we want community feedback, blah, 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 not good enough. Update, at some point in that process, Red Truck actually blocked Jody Glennum on Instagram. And when Jody posted about this on her personal Facebook account, people got real angry. Red Truck commented with another really, really inadequate PR polish statement of apology on Jody Glennum's Facebook post, but they didn't even acknowledge that they had actually blocked her. They talked about how hurt they were about the negative feedback after pouring so much effort into creating this series, blah, 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 cry me a river. And then finally, on June 28th, Red Truck posted an official apology on their own Facebook page. Short and sweet, obviously written by someone else because it actually reads half human. In the statement, they commit to doing better, and they even commit to working with Girls Rock Camp Vancouver, although they actually got the name wrong in the post, but that's fine. Let's see if they actually do it. If they actually collaborated with Girls Rock Camp Vancouver, I think that would be an amazing series, a series worthy of Discorder's praise. But yeah, one last thought, though, that I want to share on this topic, and then I look forward to never talking about Red Truck Beer ever again. So on their final statement of apology, some people were thanking them for doing the right thing. And I want to say to you, don't thank them. Don't thank them. CITR's program manager Madeline Taylor had this really great tweet last week about a different organization that like reversed a really bad decision. And Madeline said something along the lines of, they don't deserve cookies for doing the right thing. And it's the same with Red Truck. They don't deserve to be praised for doing the right thing. They just should have done the right thing to begin with and saved us the trouble of having to school them. No cookies for Red Truck. Here's Walgren with the song Two-Mouthed Woman.
No.
That was Walgren with the song Two-Mouthed Woman. Walgren finally has an album release. The party is this Thursday, July 5th at the Fox Cabaret, and Ian William Craig will be supporting her. Bird Alien is the name of the album. It has been a long time coming because I would say Walgren is very prolific. She plays with a lot of other musicians as support and has been touring lots over the last few years. She deserves every ounce of this album release. Yeah, I'm really excited to hear the entire thing. Two-Mouthed Woman is an excellent song. The rest of the album, I'm sure, will be amazing. Walgren, congratulations to you. I will see you Thursday. I will see all of you Thursday at the Fox Cabaret to celebrate the release of that one. So next up, I am going to play Eric Chenot, a French artist with a new album called Slowly Paradise. So I'm not entirely sure why there was a review of this album in Under Review, because Discorder prioritizes underrepresented local and Canadian artists. But I'm happy that it was reviewed, because I'd never heard of Eric Chenot before, but his music is pretty brilliant. I'm going to read just a short little bit about the album, which was written by Tom Barker. Again, is also on page 18 of the June issue of Discorder. So Tom says, "In both lyrical form and musical content, Slowly Paradise remains a lunar puzzle box. Fortunately, the album's sheer beauty and grace saves it from being merely esoteric ramblings from some folksy space station in the woods. Highlight, Wild Moon seems to actively confront the listener with its overlong wah-wah, solo evoking an anemic Jimi Hendrix, and the discordant bleeps interspersed throughout suggesting Birdo from Super Mario Brothers. Yet, beneath these convoluted aspects, the song mesmerizes through its shimmering central beat, paired with Chenot's soulful pleas to come away with me. Slowly Paradise revels in these contrasting moments of musical trickery and unassuming beauty, like the light and dark sides of the moon forming an uneasy but incredibly absorbing alliance." So we are not going to listen to the song Wild Moon, only because it is a very long song, but instead we will be listening to the song There's Our Love. I hope you enjoy it.
Love. This is Hazy. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Broadcasting Vancouver's haziest since 1950.
The iconic Rickshaw Theater celebrates its 9 years as a music venue in the heart of Vancouver's downtown east side. The once movie theater turned live music venue has hosted a number of legendary acts over the years, including The Sonics, Gary Numan, DOA, Buzzcocks, War on Drugs, Misfits, King Gizzard and the Wizard Lizard, and many more. To celebrate its 9 years, the Rickshaw has invited Art D'Echo, Sunbathe with members from Typhoon, The Intelligence Service, and Cartoon Lizard with a liquid light show by the world-renowned Mad Alchemy. For ticket information, please check out rickshawtheater.com.
B Disco Party.
What what you just heard on these beautiful airwaves was Eric Chanot, a Paris-based artist, and that was a song, There's Our Love. His entire album is actually on Bandcamp, and I strongly suggest that you check it out if you love that, because the album is really good. Still not sure why it was reviewed in Discorder, because it's French, but it was really good. Anyway, I also wanted to draw attention to another album release this week, and that is Lié's album release this Saturday, July 7th at 333. Lié is an incredible band. I don't really have to tell you how great they are. I'm sure you're already fans. Lié has been playing for a really long time. They've played a lot of shows. They went on what seemed to be a brief hiatus, but they are back with the album Hounds. I also want to mention that there is going to be a feature on Lié in the summer issue of Discorder, which will hit streets on Thursday. So we're going to play a Lié song now. We are going to play Can't Get Enough.
The 41st Vancouver Folk Music Festival comes to Jericho Beach Park July 13th to 15th. Experience the music of your world with artists from across North America and around the globe coming to make this the best weekend of your summer. Artists this year include the great Rye Cooter featuring the Hamiltones, the glorious Nico Case, the exciting Son Jarocho of Mexico's Son de Madeira, Rodney Crowell, Juno winners The Dead South, bluesman Guy Davis, Mozambique's Wazimbo and Banda Kakana, Alex Cuba and many more. Come to the beach to hear a world of music and magic at the Vancouver Folk Music Festival. Info and tickets at thefestival.bc.ca.
was Lié with two songs off their new album Hounds. That was Country Boys and Can't Get Enough. Lié is going to be having an album release party this Saturday at 333, and that is Saturday, July 7th, depending on when you're listening to this broadcast. As I'm wrapping up today, the hour is almost over. Oh, and by the way, Aiden Tong is going to be broadcasted after this, a current affairs piece for Democracy Watch, and I'm sure it's going to be good. So please stay tuned after my program ends if you are tuned in on 101.9 FM. I want to remind you that Discorder is going to be doing a summer web series on diversity and lack of diversity in live music and festival lineups, including the lack of representation in the local media that sponsors these shows. So if you are someone who wants to contribute their voice, either a concert goer or musician, organizer, promoter, venue manager, reviewer, whatever, please reach out to me at editor@citr.ca. My contact is also all over the internet. You can just visit citr.ca to find me. I would love to talk with you. I'm not entirely sure what direction this web series is going to go in yet, but I want to hear your voices. What do you think about the festivals that you've attended recently? Have you even considered the aspect of diversity, of accessibility as well? So please reach out to me. If you're curious in exploring any of those things with me, that's editor@citr.ca. And if you're interested in having your own radio show, I really, really think you should do it. Look how easy it is for me to make radio on BB's Disco Party. It's incredibly easy. I love it. The entire station has been very supportive of this summer project. Thank you to everyone who has made it possible. But you can have your own radio show. Why listen to me when you can listen to yourself? Just kidding, that's awful advice. But really, you should have a radio show. And if you're interested in joining CITR as a member, either to get on air or to write for Discorder magazine, all you have to do is email Dora at volunteer@citr.ca. So, with that all said, I'm going to leave you with some Body Break, which is by far the best name of a local band. I'm going to leave you with songs 1 and 2 from their recently released Instrumentals number 2. And Body Break is actually one of the bands that is going to be supporting Lié at their album release show. Yeah, so if you like what you hear, you should go check them out live, because I'm sure it's going to be really good. And if you heard any songs over this hour that you liked, that you're unsure of the name of, I upload all of my playlists to the BB's Disco Party show page on citr.ca. So without further ado, this is Body Break. Until next week. Thank you.